Carolina Rockets. Sports, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right. Brookman's in Fort Laramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookman's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookman's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookman's burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookman's in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookman's-USA.com. That's Brookman's, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Anna High School for Saturday Night High School Hoops on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna versus Marion Local. A late start tonight for the second straight evening. A thrilling JV game. Chuck, we have been entertained by a number of very good preliminary contests this year. 64-59, Anna beat Marion Local in overtime in our first game tonight. We hope for a real good game in the second one, featuring the Anna Rockets, 6-4 on the year, 2-3 in the Shelby County League, versus Marion Local, 5-2 on the season, 2-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Marion Local has got some football players on the team, Chuck. In fact, everybody but three played football in the state championship Marion Local football program. Of course, the Anna Rockets have got some football players on their basketball team as well. So these two clubs shouldn't be short of physical or even mental toughness here tonight. What's it like playing a Saturday night interconference game, Chuck, after winning or losing the night before in your own league?
Well, I used to love to play. I liked it Friday, Saturday. I liked it better than Tuesday, Friday. I think you get in a rhythm and you want to play. And I lost a home league game last night, which might affect them mentally just a little bit. But they're at home. Got a good crowd tonight. It's a lot warmer in here than it is outside. So I'm looking forward to a pretty good basketball game.
Last two games for Anna, set back last evening, as you alluded. Fairlawn beat Anna here. Fairlawn had a big 15-point lead in the third quarter. Anna shaved it to 2 with 4 minutes left. And then Nate Lessing went to work. He pumped in 8 straight free throws. Lessing scored 28 last night for the Fairlawn Jets against the Anna Rockets. Meanwhile, Anna got good balance scoring. Wyatt Pensman had 15. Nathan Frilling had 15. Austin Foate pumped in 14 last night. In fact, Foate had a 3-pointer for the lead with just under 4 to go. 9 points last evening from Griffin Dosek. Missing in action has been Joel Cathcart, who got some varsity time a year ago for Anna. Still nursing a foot injury. He is returning slowly but surely, dressed last night. We'll see court time this evening. That's good news for head coach Nathan Barhorse and the Rockets.
Well, that gives them another outside threat because the kid can flat out shoot a 3. So, I mean, it'd be nice to get him back. I'm sure they got to kind of take it slow and make sure that he doesn't re-injure himself. But he will definitely be a help for the Rockets.
Wyatt Bensman had 28 points, Chuck, in a game we saw right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna beat Rushi, upsetting the Raiders here at the Anna Gym. Bensman at 28 two games ago. He had 29 more against Botkins away from home. A 10-point win for Anna over Botkins. Frilling has been consistent of late. As I mentioned, he tied Bensman last night with 15. Frilling had a dozen in the win over Botkins. Also a very good game by Seth Rowe, 6'5" sophomore against Botkins. He pumped in 14. Seth Rowe is a young man, just a 10th grader on the inside. He needs to continue to improve to give Anna that inside potency.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they kind of struggle a little bit. That was their strength last year. They all graduated, so now they're looking for that again. And Rowe could be the guy. I mean, he's got good size. He's a solid kid. He's 6'5", only a sophomore. He's just going to get better, that's for sure.
Kurt Guttemiller, head coach of the Marion Local Flyers, is blessed with a number of football players, as I noted. These are multi-talented football players who play the game of basketball pretty well, too. You'll hear the names of Nathan Bruins, Colin Everman, Matt Pollock, Tyler Pringer, Tyler Mesher. Those are the starters. And I tell you what, Chuck, I can't tell you for sure who the leading scorer is. I checked out the Marion Local scorebook over the last hour, and each one of these individuals has been a leading scorer at one time or another this season. They do shoot the 3 well. The one thing that I did take note of, Marion Local has beaten St. Henry already twice, once in the Midwest Athletic Conference, once in a four-team weekend tourney. We've seen St. Henry play, and it's a club that beat Rushi at Rushi, lost in a close call against Fort Laramie on the Redskins' floor. St. Henry was impressive. Marion Local has already downed the Redskins 2 times. How about that?
Well, that just tells you they can play. We haven't seen Marion yet this year, so I like when we get to this point in the season and we get to see somebody new. But St. Henry's got a good basketball team, so if they beat them twice, they obviously can play.
And beat them twice pretty convincingly, 161-53, the other time 52-42. Marion Local has got a 15-point win over Salina, 62-47. Easy triumphs over Bradford and New Bremen. Losses to Lima Shawnee by 9 and to Wapakoneta by 10 in a game that was played at 11 a.m. on New Year's Eve morning.
That's a tough time to go play, but we saw Wapakoneta too. And the night we saw them, they just lit the Yellow Jackets up.
This Marion Local team has got pretty good size. That is one edge the Flyers would have had over St. Henry in a head-to-head meeting. It's not as big a Marion Local team as we have seen in the past, though. Matt Collick stands at 6'5". Nick Tangeman is at 6'3". Justin Albers is at 6'4". Only one player on the entire roster under 6 feet tall. So it is
all that.
Yeah, it's a muscular team, a well-built club, and you can tell. You can just about identify the football players out on the floor, Chuck, as they shoot around, just taking a peek at their shoulders and biceps. You know who plays on the gridiron for Marion Local.
It's just like looking in a mirror, some of those kids.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Wow, what a state championship run in football. It's amazing how they do it year after year after year. Could be Division VII, could be Division VI. My, oh, my. It's work ethic. It's commitment. It's tradition. It's a consistent effort striving for excellence. You never reach it. You never reach it. But the goal is to continue to work for it. And a lot of that is, well, the part of the program that makes everything so much better around it.
Well, it's such a good league. It's such a good football league. I mean, this was a down year for them. They only got one state championship out of three attempts. So,
yeah,
that's a down year for their conference and a great year for every other conference.
And Coach Goodwin at Marion Local brought back the state championship honors to Maria Stein in Mercer County. Congratulations to him. The Flyers have done it repeatedly year after year after year. Again, that JV game won by Anna 64-59 in overtime. It took a three-point make by Anna at the end of regulation to send that game into OT.
That was Carter Elliott. He ended up with, I think, what, 22 points?
Yep, he had 22. Riley Yuleskamp had 21.
Yep.
It was Elliott who knocked down the three-pointer to send it into the extra session. Marion Local had three young men score 17 each. Max Albers, Nick Tangeman, and Sam Yulesman all with 17 in an excellent JV game.
It was a game of runs. I mean, Anna went up 10 and to start the fourth quarter. Marion came all the way back, took the lead. They had to have it, and Anna had to have the three to tie it to send it to overtime. So it was an up-and-down game.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including from here in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions plus specialty advertising items now being produced by Adams Tech Solutions. If you like the T-shirts produced by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive, Wells Brothers, Inc. has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. As well, thanks to these two sponsors from Rushi, which came on board last March here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. A number of anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Starting lineups, opening tip next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin. 25 and 274.
And so many thanks tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Starting lineups being introduced first for the Marion local Flyers. The opening five is as follows. Nathan Burns, B-R-U-N-S. Chuck, either pronunciation's okay. Most people in Maria Stein say Bruins and not Bruns. However, if you travel several miles outside of Maria Stein, it might be Bruns. I'm going to call him Nathan. Colin Everman, Matt Colick, Tyler Bringer, Tyler Mesher round out the starting five for the Marion local Flyers. Burns stands at 6 feet 4 inches tall. He's a 200-pound sophomore. And Matt Collard is 6'5", 205, and a senior. Those are the two biggest starters for Marion Local. It's a club that in a recent 10-point loss to Wapa, Connecticut, good balance scoring. 16 from Mesher, 13 from Burns, and 12 from Everman. In the 10-point win over St. Henry, four players were in double figures. Bruins, Colick, Bringer, and Mesher, all with 11 or 12. So it's a club with great balance, and it needs perhaps a little more balance to take Marion Local right down to the wire tonight. For the Anna Rockets, the opening five is as follows. Nate Frilling, 6'3", and a senior at a wing. Wyatt Benzman, 6'2", and a junior. Also at a wing position. Griffin Dosek at a guard, 6'2" inch sophomore. Mason Blackfoot, 5'10", a junior, very good outside shooter. And the fifth starter for the Anna Rockets is Seth Rowe. Rowe, 6'5", and a soft. Opening tip to start the game. Rowe going up for Anna against Bruins for Marion Local, and the Rockets win the tap. It goes to Wyatt Benzman to Rowe outside the arc on the left, near side to Benzman. Marion Local in the road, blue, gold numerals. Jumping, shooting the three-pointer behind the screen is Benzman. He's got it. And off to a good start, 3-0.
Come out of a nice set play, get a nice screen, a jump shot for Benzman, go up 3-0.
Marion Local has the basketball outside the arc, near side it's Colling. Colling feeds Bruins in the post. Little half-hook right in front, six-footer drops in off the front rim. 3-2, Marion Local down a point to Anna. Yeah, the fabric of the sports programs at Marion Local, mental toughness, commitment, work ethic. This Anna club won't back down to anybody. It's a team that played state runner-up Minster to the wire late in the regular season of high school football. Anna missed a shot down to the right. Marion Local counters quickly. Power move, Everman low in the right, banked it in. 4-3, Flyers in the lead. You can tell Marion Local very adept at hammering the ball into the paint. Here's a long, long three-pointer gunned up there by Blackfoot of Anna. Missed it, no good. Got the long rebound. Fed it down inside to a teammate. Layup is in. Nice job on the play by Dosek. He got the two-pointer for the Rockets and lead it 5-4. Offensive rebound proved to give Anna dividends. Here is Marion Local countering. A long three jacked up from the right wing. Good. Beautiful bomb. Nestling into the netting, Tyler Bringer shot it. And it's 7-5, Marion Local. Each team hot at the start. Here's Benzman on the arc for Anna. Gives it up to Rowe in the left corner. He goes baseline. He's almost out of bounds. Body foul. Bailed him out. It goes against Tyler Mesher of the Flyers. We've played 2 minutes, 7-5. Marion Local leads.
Defensively, you got to get a foot on that end line, and then that doesn't happen.
Ball lobbed in below the rim by Anna's Dosek. Out back to Benzman, near side to Frilling. Top of the key, Rowe. Backs up, shoots the three from there. Hit the front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Marion Local. Here come the Flyers, walking it up over the Anna Rockets logo at midcourt. Ball flipped to Tyler Bringer, left baseline. He goes to the cup, lays it up short, missed the runner, rebound Benzman for Anna. He's on the giddy-up, down the floor. goes into the right corner, looks behind him, leaves the pass off for a teammate. Nice interception by Marion Local Springer. Ball thrown into the post. Marion Local fires back on the arc to Springer. He hoists up a three, short, no good. And the tip in is made by Bruins of the Flyers.
Wow, he did a good job of getting that up without fouling.
9-5, Marion Local in front. Anna with the ball in the left corner. Look at Filling go to work. All the way to the rack. Great drive and a finish by Filling and a foul. Plus one. Filling at the stripe. 9-7 Flyers. 5:13 to go in the first. Tell you what, Chuck, after a Friday night game, both clubs sharp here at the outset of this one.
Well, it seems like their legs are fresh, so that's a good sign.
Marion Local head coach Kurt Guttemiller will substitute freely. He's got a deep roster. A number of young men play. In fact, I noticed in one game recently, Chuck, yes, it was lopsided, but 11 scored.
Wow.
That's a big number for a varsity basketball team.
It is.
And the free throw is good. Anna converts the three-point chance. Frilling nails it. 9-8. Marion Local up one. Here is Jack Meaning in off the bench for Marion Local. Driving into the paint. Doesn't shoot. Ball handed off. Foul line left to Pringer. Nearly walked. Back to Meaning. On the arc to Ryan Toby. Toby and Meaning substitutes on the court now. Baseline right. A pass. Delta Tyler Mesher. Block shot by Anna. Taken away by Benjamin. Down to Frilling in the left corner. 9-8 Marion Local. 4:35 to go in the first. Ball lobbed to Dosick. Near side Wyatt Benjamin. He's doubled. Tries to maneuver. Can't. Now to Frilling. Outside the arc left wing. To Rowe, who bobbles. Taken away by Mesher. Mesher starts down the floor for the Flyers. Gives it up behind him to teammate Ryan Koenig. Ball whipped into the post to Mesher. Oh, look at him. Power to the rim. Around the row. Up and in on the bank. 11-8 Marion Local. Inside strength. Boy, these Marion Local players, Chuck, down inside 8, 10 feet, are like bulls.
Yeah, that was a strong move right there.
Oh, here's a baseline runner. Yes, by Anna. Nice counter. Good shot by Mason Blackfoot. He floated that one in. Soft touch. 11-10. Anna down one. 21 points scored in this game between the clubs in just a bit over 4 minutes. Here's a long three try by Marion Local. Got it from way downtown. Tyler Pringer. Third pass in the forecourt. It was ruled a deuce on the line, not a three.
No, that was his second three. That's what I was telling you.
I'm sorry. Two threes for Pringer of Marion Local, which leads 14-10. Here's Dosick to Wyatt Benjamin outside the arc in the right for Anna. Of course, Wyatt, a marked man. Oh, look at that play. Seth Rowe fires a pass below the rim. Caught by Blackfoot. Reverse layup. Good.
Well, you like to have a 6'5 kid up on the top like that that can pass that well because you can see over everything.
14-12. Marion Local by two. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Flyers have the ball top of the key. It's dealt on the play to Ryan Toby. He goes down near the corner. Anna gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Three more changes for Marion Local. Already 10 men have played for the Flyers. Colin Everman has started back on the floor. Pringer remains in. Kyle Koenig, 6'2 senior, is on the floor now.
Toby's in, got the ball.
Toby outside the arc on the right. Goes to Pringer. Back to Toby. Into the post. Muslin toward the rim. Shot bumped up. Missed on the play by Kyle Koenig. Good deflection by Anna. Rockets come down with it, trailing by two. Bad pass, interception. Taken away by Bruins down the floor, driving to the rim, rolls it off the iron. But a reach-in foul against Anna on the driver's shot. Let's see. Ball out of bounds to Marion Local, 2:35 to go. First quarter of play, 14-12, Flyers lead. Marion Local inbounding right of the rim. Ball lobbed in, foul line extended right. Kyle Koenig caught it, missed the 14-footer. Rebound, Bruins in the lane, fadeaway shot, hit the heel, comes down to Anna. Here comes Dosick, driving hard down the floor. Here's a deep left corner, three in the air, missed off the iron. Austin Foch, 6'1 junior, couldn't get it to fall, but a strong rebound shot by Seth Rowe. And we're tied up at 14. Anna not giving an inch. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ball rotated top of the circle. Could have been a walk on Pringer, not called. Head coach Nate Barhorst wanted it. Straight on, Kyle Koenig whips the pass, baseline right for Pringer. It's behind him, and it goes out of bounds. Game tied, 14-14. 1:54 left in the first quarter. Marion Local, Chuck, substituting like it's a hockey match.
Yep, they got their third line in there.
Yeah, really. Anna in the home white, primarily green trim, a little black highlighting. Green numbers, Marion Local blue top to bottom. Gold numbers, little white trim along the side to the shorts and shirts as well. 14-14 the score. Anna tries to break the tie after the floor error by Marion Local. Here's a lob, Benjamin out inside the row, and he goes up strong. Bruins crams it out of bounds. Minute 30 left in the first quarter, still at 14-14. Very well played game here on Saturday night. Of course, it's a non-league battle. Anna from the Shelby County League, Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Ball lobbed in top of the circle, caught there by Nathan Osborne, 6'8 senior in now for Anna. Goes baseline on the play to Joel Cathcart. Good to see him returning. And like a bull, he goes hard toward the backboard. He's melted as he gets there. And while shooting the shot, he took the hit, and he's got two free throws coming. His foot looked pretty good there. It was a quick move. Free throw good, McCathcart. And Nate Barhorst told us before the game that Joel would see action. He dressed last night. Don't think he played. Foot injury. He's coming back slowly but surely, and the Rockets need him. Second free throw, Cathcart, yes, and Anna's reeled off six straight points to lead 16-14. Minute 22 left in the first period. Marion Local brings the ball to the timeline. It's Ryan Koenig, 6 foot junior. Ball whipped to Bruins into the post, looking back the defender down, muscling toward the rim. Little soft four footer right in front, easy one.
Yeah, he had Bensville in that time, and that was kind of a mismatch.
Game tied at 16, 58 seconds to go first quarter. Here's the ball threaded down inside to Osborne. Marion Local gets a piece of it and steals. Quickly forecourt to her left, it's Everman. Everman feeds down inside to Tyler Mesher. Mesher goes up strong, gets it to go in, and he's fouled.
Man.
Marion Local hammering the ball to the post. Trip after trip down the floor. And capitalizing on it to go back up 18-16 with 49.7 to go. Free throw coming.
Well, 18-16, you would think possibly not real good defense, but I'm telling you, it's all offense. It's not the defenses.
Tyler Mesher at the stripe for Marion Local, shooting for the three-point play. He dips the knee, spins the ball in his hands. Hard on the foul shot. Rebound jerked down by Cathcart of Anna. Austin Fote on the floor as well. He's got the ball 25 feet away. Goes baseline left to Benzman. Wraparound pass to Frilling on the arc. Zips it cross court to the three-point shooter, Fote. Short, no good. Rebound, far side of the court. Attempted save on the play by Cathcart. It comes into a Marion Local player. Then Anna takes a swipe at it. Then it goes out of bounds. 26.2 to go first quarter. 18-16, Marion Local. Very good game here through nearly 8 minutes. Anna coming off a loss last night to Fairlawn. Marion Local victorious, thumping New Bremen last evening. Sam Yulsman's checked in.
Well, he moved. I just want to make sure. I thought he was the same kid that was 33 in the JV game.
Yes, Yulsman down on the bench. It appears as though he may be active in the varsity tilt. Here's an inside pass by Marion Local. Ball laid up on the rim. It hangs, comes off. Tyler Mesher couldn't get it to fall. Anna finally picked off the rebound. Frilling down the floor, 9 seconds to go. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, Fote, around and out. Rebound Flyers, 4 ticks left. Bringer on the giddy-up. Stops and fires from 30. Off to the right, no good. First quarter in the books here at Anna. Marion Local Flyers 18, Anna Rocket 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture. Go there for your dining and living room needs, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Here's Marion Local starting the second quarter. Pringer with a backstepping three ball from 26 feet. Short, no good. Scrap for the rebound on the inside. Anna Judge to be over the back. And it was Sam Yulsman, 6'3 sophomore, who was trying to follow the missed shot. And he was in the act of tipping it up. So he's awarded two here at the charity stripe.
That was the second foul on Steph Lowe. He's going to have to sit for a little bit.
Free throw, Yulsman rolling around, going in. Osborne for Rowe, just as Chuck said. 19-16, Marion Local in the lead by three. First 22 seconds, second quarter. Second foul shot, Yulsman. Couple of bounces. He bumps it up, makes it, but whistle sounds. I think somebody for Marion Local was in the paint too soon.
I thought they both went in too soon.
And it is wiped off the glass, or I should say wiped off the board, is the made free throw.
I think that should have been a double violation and would have been Anna's ball because of the held ball, but they're not going to call it a held ball.
And in that situation, the free throw obviously wouldn't have counted. But nonetheless, no free throw and a possession. Here's a long three by Benjamin. It is good. A 25-footer. Wow. He had a hand in his face, and he told the Marion Local defender, I'm going to pump it up there anyway. He defied the odds and drained it. 19-19 tie. Here's Marion Local dribbling into the right corner. The pass to the post is punched out of bounds by Anna.
Well, Benzman's offensive performance against Rushi when we were here was one of the best we've seen all season.
Yep, it was brilliant, that's for sure. Here is Bruins, deep right corner, three for Marion Local. He's been strong on the inside, left that one short from long range. And Anna brought down the rebound. Ball flipped ahead to Dosik. Dosik stops on a dime and drills a three-pointer. Two in a row from way outside for Anna, which is up three. Minute 15 played here in the second quarter. Here is Marion Local on the top of the circle. Oh, a nifty pass into the post to Tyler Mesher. Turnaround bank shot, left hand in. 22-21, Anna up one. Here's Blackfoot, right wing for Anna, steps inside the arc, missed it long, rebound to Bruins of Marion Local. Outlet to Everman, back to Bruins, into the post to Mesher. He goes hard against Osborne. Osborne got a piece of the first one, then Mesher stuck it back in. Wow,
that's his strength.
Boy, he's a force on the inside. Marion Local up one, 23-22. Two straight buckets by Mesher. Here's Dosik to Blackfoot in the lane, left wing Benzman. Here's a pull-up banker from 7 feet, a little short. Good defense by Marion Local. They have altered the shot. Rebound down to Pringer for the Flyers. 5:58 to go in the second. Foul line pass, Everman. Wheels and deals in the lane. Herky-jerky shot, hit the heel. Rebound down to Anna. Long throw up ahead to Blackfoot. Lets it fly. Deep right corner. No good. Rebound stuck up there by Osborne. No foul. Marion Local on the shoulder. 5:44 to go. Second quarter. 23-22. Flyers up one. Excellent game here tonight at Anna. Free throw Osborne to the Rockets. Up and in. 23-23. These clubs going at it, Chuck, like it was a February contest in the league for the conference championship.
Osborne, when we saw him early in the season, did not get much playing time at all. He's really starting to get some time, and he's getting better.
He knocked down the first free throw, second one on the way. Spins in and out, then Marion Local snatches the board with the game tied at 23. Midcourt, Ryan Koenig for the Flyers, 25 feet away. Veers left. Benjamin all over him. Ball given up. Goes back to Pringer now. Baseline right, Mesher. Like a bull. Powers to the basket beneath the rim. Reaches up and banks it home. Wow.
He's got 10 now.
Mm. Tyler Mesher got a good power move. I used the word force earlier. That's what he is. Very strong force on the inside for the Flyers, who are up two now. 5 minutes to be played, first half. Benzman on the arc. Straight away to Dosik. On the bounce. Now to Frilling. Frilling goes baseline. Little pull-up J over two blue shirts. Short on the shot. Rebound by the Flyers in backcourt. Here they come. Ryan Koenig up the right side to Pringer. Back to Koenig. Benzman guards him 25 feet away. In the right corner, Jack Meaning. He goes baseline. Oh, it's blocked. Nice play by Osborne. He deflects it away. It comes down to Blackfoot. He lost it in the half court. Marion Local retrieves. And then the Flyers bounce it across the floor out of bounds. 4:28 to go. Second quarter, 25-23. Flyers up two. Anna giving up a lot of points in the paint so far in this game. Not sure how Nate Barnhorst, head coach of the Rockets, Chuck, is going to combat that throughout the remainder of this contest.
Well, nobody has the strength right now to stay with Mesher.
Benzman, deep right flank, 25 feet away, goes baseline on the play to Dosik. Dosik dribbles through the lane. Leaves it out back to Benzman. Benzman inside the arc now. 19-footer hit the flange. Leaping rebound on the play by Blackfoot. Foul called against Marion Local. Five team fouls on the Flyers. Three on the Rockets. 4:08 to go here in the second quarter. 25-23 lead, Marion Local. Baseline right of the basket. Benzman will throw in. Looks. Gives it to Cathcart, 25 feet away, back to the basket. Cathcart hangs on. Now to Benzman. Benzman baseline, pulls up, can't shoot. In the top of the circle, here's a long deuce by Cathcart. Clangs off the iron and ricochets out of bounds in the corner. I said Cathcart took the shot. It was actually Austin Foote, I think, Chuck. 3:47 left. Second quarter of play, Marion Local up two, 25-23. Here's Kyle Koenig on the left wing for the Flyers. Starts toward the top of the key. Hands off to Ryan Toby, who cuts into the lane. Here's a deep right corner three ball by Marion Local's Ryan Koenig. He overshot it, skimmed the far side of the rim, and then the ball scooted across the hardwood out of bounds. 3:28 to go, second quarter. We're stuck at 25-23, Marion Local.
I think if I was Marion, I'd keep throwing the ball down to Mesher until somebody showed that they could stop him.
Exactly. No real reason to launch from three-point land right now. Midcourt on the bounce. It is Dosik for Anna. Dosik hangs on. Benjamin comes out to greet him. And then Dosik falls down, gives the ball up. Marion Local gets it. And then we've got a foul on Blackfoot coming up from the rear for Anna as he rode a Marion Local player. Enough contact for a whistle to sound. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Still a common foul. 25-23, Marion Local up two. Another substitution, Colin Everman in the game for Ryan Tobey for the Flyers. Again, it looks like the Pittsburgh Penguins substituting, Chuck. Oh, here's an inside pass on the out-of-bounds play. Right in front, it's Bruins, and that is a point blanker. He'll make that all night long, 10 for 10. Well executed by the Flyers, who lead it by four now, 27-23. Biggest advantage by anybody in this game. Benjamin's got a little crease. He took the ball from the left wing, went all the way into the paint, pulled up and banked it home. Good awareness by Benjamin. A little avenue developed. He took advantage. 27-25. Flyers up two. Ryan Koenig, 25 feet away, goes to Bruins in the lane. Dropped the ball. Picked it up. Dribbled. And it was ruled to be a dribble initially. A double dribble call.
I think that's the correct call. Looking down the Marriott local roster, man, all these kids are coming back.
Uh-huh.
Everybody who scored is an underclassman.
Marion Local simply reloads year after year in virtually every sport. Here's a long three-point try by Anna in the half court. Yes, Blackfoot way downtown, right in front of the first row, far side of the floor. Marion Local relaxed, didn't come out and guard him, and Anna's got a one-point lead, 28-27. Here's Bruins, baseline right for Marion Local. Wow, caught it, and in one motion, put up a shot, a 12-footer around the corner of the backboard, nothing but net.
That was impressive.
29-28. Beautiful maneuver by Bruins. Here's a quick three by Dosik for Anna, and no good, short. Third pass in the half court, Dosik let it fly. Marion Local up one with the ball. Right back inside to Mesher. Mesher going to work on Fote. He goes up strong and gets the roll. And Marion Local's up three, 31-28. How many for Mesher now?
He's got 12. Bruins has 10.
Boy, they are virtually unstoppable on the interior. Marion Local is Division III like Anna. And Marion Local a couple years ago was D4. In fact, the Flyers advanced deep into the regional with a couple real tall teams back-to-back years in D4, but they're now D3.
Yeah, they were pretty much a all-zone team back in those days, but they were so big, and now they play a pretty good man-to-man defense.
Right. And a moving screen called against Anna in the half-court attack, and that turns it right back over to the Flyers, who are up three with a minute to go. Here is Mesher out of the arc now, trying to go high-low to Bruins, baseline left, and the pitch to him is a little wide. It goes awry out of bounds. Anna Rockets behind the three, walk it to the timeline. It's Dosik on the bounce, left side to Benjamin. Wyatt having a difficult time getting free. Marion Local all over him with two, three different players. Here's the ball entered by Anna into the lane to Fote. Going up strong with the left, gets the roll off the front rim, and he's fouled.
That's a nice move right there by Fote.
Austin Fote makes it 31-30. Field goal good, plus one. He's at the stripe. Fote eyes the hoop, drains it, and we're even up at 31 each. Heck of a game here Saturday night at Anna. Rockets from the Shelby County League, Marion Local Flyers from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Outside the arc, near side, Pringer. Pringer hoists up a three for Marion Local, no good off to the left. Rebounded by Anna, 35 seconds to go first half. Here's Benjamin, top of the circle, on a weave to Frilling. Frilling 25 feet away, Bruins on him. Frilling goes left side to Fote with 26 to play in the first half. Tied up at 31. Benjamin's got it at the Rockets logo. Out to Frilling. Frilling near the timeline. Rockets will play for one. Bruins guarding tightly. Hand off to Benjamin. Between the legs on the dribble with 10 to go. Benjamin all has it. Pickpocketed. Great play by Marion Local. Here's a run out the other direction by Ryan Tobey. He picked him clean.
Yeah, he did.
Here's Frilling. Gets a shot away at the buzzer for Anna. Would have counted had it gone, but it was short, no good. And the first half closes out. Fine steal by Tobey of Marion Local, waiting second to the first half. And the Flyers own a two-point edge at intermission, 33-31 on scores.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
We are glad you could join us on this Saturday night for high school basketball. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Here's a cost-saving announcement for you. A prom dress exchange happens Sunday, January 15th at Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 to 1, then items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. You can return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30 and choose from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices, admission free, dressing rooms available. Money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. And for information, phone Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 937-597-2338. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, it is a tight game, well played, an enjoyable, entertaining contest on Saturday night.
Well, and the stats are just as even as the score. 14-10 rebound advantage for the Rockets, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Anna's turned it twice as many times, though they turned it 8 times to Marion Local's 4. 4 of 5 from the free throw line by Anna, and 1 of 3 at the free throw line by Marion Local. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they are led by Tyler Mesher with 12, 10 for Nathan Bruins, 6 for Pringer, and then 2 each for Everman and Toby, and a free throw for Sam Huelsman. They scored 18 and 15, 33 at the half. Anna's got 6 young men that have scored in the first half. They were led by Wyatt Bensman with 8. They got 7 from Platfoot. Then they got 5 from Dosik. They got 3 from Frilling. They got 3 from Fote, 2 from Rowe, and a 2 from Cathcart, and 1 from Nathan Osborne. They scored 16 and 15, 33-31 Marion Local at the half.
And Chuck, if my counting is correct, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight young men have scored for Anna. I'm not sure when the last time I saw that in 2 quarters of varsity high school basketball. It's been a while.
Well, and it's very balanced. I mean, they got a lot of kids that are putting the ball in the basket, and that makes you a tough defense.
Somehow, some way, Anna's got to slow down at least a little bit Marion Local's inside game. Or the Rockets are going to have trouble winning if they can halt a few of those points in the paint. Anna's got a very good chance. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 2-point lead, Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
33-31, Marion Local over Anna here at the half on scores.broadcast.com. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, upgrades, data recovery, custom builds, data transfer, and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices too. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions provides a variety of specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. Give Adam Rice a call. He is prompt on time. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by Local Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores 11 years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And during boys' basketball games, Local Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders. Tonight from Anna, it's Rachel Shoemaker, a junior, daughter of Bill and Sherry. Perfect 4-point GPA for Rachel Shoemaker. She is class president, takes part in volleyball, student council, track and field as well, pole vault, long jump, the 100, the 4x1, book club, school musicals, eco warriors, on and on. Not sure about what college she'll attend. She is going to pursue business and then law school, wants to become a corporate attorney. For Marion Local, Megan Shainline, a senior cheerleader, 3.85 GPA, daughter of Joe and Sherry, plays the flute in the band, Math and Science Club, 4-H CYO. She's a student officer, National Honor Society, and also participates in Marion Youth Ministries. She'll study biology and concentrate on pre-med at the University of Toledo. Rachel Shoemaker, cheerleader at Anna. Megan Shainline, cheerleader at Marion Local, recognized tonight by Local Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hello,
my name is Paige Victorowski, a junior cheerleader at Anna High School. You're listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Anna Rockets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Anna. We start playing the third quarter. 6 seconds into the second half, 33-31 lead for Anna, which got the ball to start the second half. Tossed it out of bounds, and Marion Local comes up floor from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Pringer's got the ball outside the arc on the right. Ball entered to Mesher, and that's a nice play. Seth Rowe fights over top, gets a piece of it, breaks it up. That's what Anna's going to do about that inside game of Marion Local here in the second half. Oh, here's a nice entry. Down low on the right. Dosick caught it. Shot fake for Anna. Went up strong and got the roll. 33-33 tied up. Anna gave Marion Local a dose of its own medicine right there. Foul line. It is Mesher, wide open player, right wing, long one bombed up there by Koenig, missed it, long rebound, Marion Local on the arc, shot good, a three-pointer by the Flyers, netted by Matt Collig, 6'5", senior, at that height, he can shoot over anybody, anytime he wants, from the three-point line, 36-33, Flyers up three, Benzman to Frilling, Frilling on the arc on the left wing, goes to Blackfoot, foul line, now to Rowe, back to Benzman. Puts his head down, drives, pitches to Rowe in the right corner. Ball skipped across the court to Blackfoot. Marion Local's ironclad defense sags back in. Benzman fires a three ball over it. It rattles out. No good. Rebound Flyers. Marion Local up three. Here's Bruins, 25 feet away. Gives it up to Colin Everman. Near side to Pringer. Post to Mesher, back right wing. Pringer hurls the three toward the rim hard. And Wyatt Benzman snares the board for Anna. Dribbles down to the foul line. Handoff on the play to Rowe. Rowe going hard to the rim, overshot it. Frilling in the lane, couldn't get the bounce off the rim. And Marion Local snags the rebound. Rockets had opportunities, simply couldn't convert. Here is Springer deep in the right corner for Marion Local. Fakes right, goes left, and draws a defensive foul of the common variety. Ball out of bounds to the Flyers. 5:54 to go in the third. Three-point lead, Marion Local. Bruins will inbounds left to the basket. Lobs it to Collig at the foul stripe. Mesher at the elbow on the right. Now to Bruins on the arc. Goes foul line below it. Down inside to Mesher. And he's a little wild on that bank shot with the left hand. No touch. It came off the glass right to Anna. Frilling up to Blackfoot for the Rockets. He's 25 feet away. High post back to the basket. It's Rowe. Very difficult for Anna to get Wyatt Benzman untracked. He's being defended very well. Blackfoot sets up outside the arc on the left. Leaves it short. No good. Rim backboard. And it came off to the Flyers. Marion Local making sure someone else other than Benzman shoots the ball from long range. Here's a nice post-up move in the lane by Bruins of Marion Local as he dragged his way across the paint, turned, and got the roll. Nice soft touch.
He elevates really well in the lane, and he has a really nice soft touch.
He is challenging to defend. You're right, Chuck. He gets up. He's 6'5 to begin with, and he knows how to shoot it. Here's a fall-away foul line jumper by Rowe of Anna. Bingo! He's got it. 38-35, Marion Local up three. Flyers get inched ahead by five. Biggest lead of this game. Now it's back down to three.
Well, it's good to have Rowe back. He sat most of the second quarter with fouls.
Here is Pringer, baseline left for Marion Local. Shot fake, gets the defender up and then drains the 15-footer. Flyers back ahead by five again, 40-35 with 4:26 to go in the third. And here comes that hockey line change again for the Marion Local Flyers. Chuck, we almost need a couple of office attendants up here to help us keep track of who's in, who's out for Marion Local. When Coach Kirk Guttemiller subs, it's not one or two, it's three or four. Oh, look at Wyatt Benzman go to work. He faked right on the arc, went left, had a little crease, took it hard to the rim, pulled up in front, and banked home a five-footer. Second shot of that nature Benzman's made in this game. Marion Local's got the ball in the short corner. Then the Flyers throw it on the arc. Here's a three-pointer missed on the play by Marion Local. It was arched up there by Jack Meaning. Anna got the long board. Down the floor in the left corner, Foat sizes up a three. Swish from long range. The lefty, Austin Foat, pumps it home.
No place to throw a pass, so he decided to shoot it.
Yep, 40-40. We're tied. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Mesher, gets it down low against Osborne, and at 6'8", he tips it away. He blocked it out of bounds. 3:34 left in the third. Substitutions, Marion Local. Kyle Koenig back on the court, along with Colin Everman. Also in there is Ryan Toby. Down inside, Bruins. Ball being inbounded by Ryan Koenig. Then the ball is entered into the corner. Here's a step back three ball by Ryan. Good for Marion Local. Long trifecta by Ryan Koenig. And it's 43-40 Flyers. Frilling's got the ball for Anna. Out high to Benzman. Angles left. Looks inside for Rowe. Now gives it up to Frilling. Back to Benzman. Let's see if they can clear out for him. Now goes to Rowe across the court. Rowe at the foul stripe. Here's an overplay by Ryan Koenig and a steal for Marion Local. He pulls up in the lane, hits a trailer, who banks it from 18. Got it. Colin Everman with a big goal for the Flyers, who are up five. Anna needs a timeout as Marion Local took advantage of the steal. 2:55 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Marion Local up five. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Chuck, Marion Local plays 10 or a dozen players over the course of a game against a club which plays primarily seven or eight. Does that begin to wear on you if you're Anna?
Well, I think it does a little bit. I wouldn't like it if I was a player that was good, because sometimes it might be tough to get in a rhythm, but
yep,
they know what they're doing, and it looks like everybody's bought into the system.
Uh-huh. Here is a nice fake out of the arc. Oh, well done by Cathcart. He faked right, went left, and he zoomed right around the Marion Local defenders. Fine one-on-one move. That's the Joel Cathcart we've gotten used to seeing coming back from the foot injury. Here's a baseline short J by Bruins. Missed it long, no good. Weak side rebound, Anna. Deep right corner, Foat sizes up the three. Missed it short, no good. Frilling's got the offensive glass. Back to Cathcart, little left on the triple, and the rebound down to Marion Local. Stolen by Frilling. Layup is in for Anna. Rockets back within one. Good, tenacious play by Anna. Makes it a one-point game. Marion Local head coach Kurt Guttemiller not happy. Timeout Flyers. 2:01 to go in the third. One-point game. Marion Local leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Heck of a game here at Anna tonight, Chuck. Boy, it's really maintaining our interest. We weren't sure what this contest might wind up being like. You've got two clubs that played in their league and conference last evening, and sometimes the Saturday affairs
could be a little sloppy.
Yeah, on a cold winter night or ho-hum type games. Not this one. 45-44, one-point lead Marion Local, 1:49 to go in the third quarter. Flyers have the ball outside the arc on the right. It's fed on the play to Matt Colling. He dumps it down inside on the play to Mesher. He goes to work, banks it up. Did the shot go in, Chuck? No, it rolled off, but we've got a foul against Anna. Rockets have tried to defend Mesher on the inside more aggressively here in the second half with some success. Mesher shooting two free throws here. First is Swish to make it 46-44 Marion Local. Mesher was bumped in the act of shooting. Second shot for him. Three, four, five dribbles. Eyes the goal. Got another one. 47-44. Marion Local head to three. Wyatt Benzman backcourt for Anna. On a weave, it goes to Cathcart. Into the lane, now to Benzman, left baseline. Cathcart behind the arc, deep left corner, three, long, and it's touched by Marion Local and goes out of bounds to Anna. Ball didn't hit the rim, kind of surprised the Flyers on the rebound.
Yeah, it was kind of just, he stuck a hand out and went off, and you can tell that Cathcart hadn't played in games for a little bit. His timing's just off a little bit.
Ball lobbed in, Cathcart to Benzman, head of the key. Osborne in at center right now. Anna needs to get Wyatt Benzman going somehow. Here's Frilling outside the arc on the right. Back to Benzman, 25 feet away. Now Frilling handles. Foat cuts through the lane, gets the pass to Benzman, high left. Benzman picks up his dribble, 15 feet away. Good entry down inside to the 6'8 Osborne. Missed the shot. It rattled, came out. But somebody nicked him on the shoulder, and Osborne's got two free throws.
That was an outstanding pass by Benzman that time.
He threaded the needle. Osborne did everything but get the final bounce. Foul shots for him. The first is short, no good. Marion Local by three, 47-44. 71 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second free throw, Osborne in the air, short again. And the rebound hits the head of Cathcart of Anna, which gets it back. Out of the arc to Benzman. Osborne's second free throw was so short, Marion Local couldn't rebound it as it came off the front of the rim on a line, and Anna got the board. Deep right corner, Benzman for the Rockets. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Benzman still dribbling. Loops it between the rings to Osborne. Near side to Cathcart. Fakes right, goes left. Picks up his dribble down inside to Osborne. He's got position. Up strong, and he hits it. The 6'8 lad nails two. Cathcart and Osborne. Two-man game, left side of the floor. 47-46. Marion Local up one. Ball thrown 25 feet away to Matt Colling. Down inside to Bruins. Bruins dribbles. Maybe one too many. Bounces off his foot, and it rolls out of bounds. 21 ticks to go in the third. Anna, an opportunity, Chuck, to get the lead here after three quarters.
That was good ball movement that time, and he just couldn't hang on to the pass. That was going to be a layup.
Rowe in for Osborne for Anna.
Good minutes that time at Osborne.
Yes. And on the floor for Marion Local, Ryan Toby for Nathan Bruins. Here is Benzman in backcourt being challenged by Toby. That's a defensive substitution by head coach Kurt Gettemiller. On the arc is Foat. Foat dribbling. Little pick and roll. Baseline right to a teammate. It was thrown by Cathcart to Foat. He got the goal. 5 seconds left. Quickly, forecourt right. Marion Local down inside to Mesher. Mesher maneuvers and gets two, beating the buzzer. Beautiful execution. Fine inside games displayed by both clubs in the last 10 seconds of the third quarter. Each gets a goal. Marion Local's up one after three periods, 49-48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
To me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid.
actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is scores.broadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck.
Seven of the eight kids that had scored already scored again in the third quarter. That's amazing.
Great balance displayed by the Anna Rockets here tonight. Marion Logle playing a lot of young men as well. Balance by the Flyers, too. 49-48 in favor of Marion Logle. Here is Marion Logle, inside pass, stolen on the play by Anna. That was a misfire out on the arc, an attempted entry by Matt Collig. Anna broke it up and swept its way down the floor to Benzman. They clear out for him. Here's a baseline drive all the way to the rack. It rimmed out. He got the stick back, though. Wyatt Benzman took advantage of space, went to the rim. 50-49 Anna. 7:22 to go in the game. Foul line is Marion Logle. Ball fed off on the play to Tyler Pringer. Tyler down inside to another Tyler, Mescher. He and Bruins go at it on the glass, play volleyball with it, and Anna fouls over the shoulder. Mescher's got a pair coming. Tell you what, from what we have seen here tonight, the Marion Logle Flyers with their depth and strength and occasionally good outside shooting, it maybe give Versailles a run for its money in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
They're a pretty good basketball team.
Free throw, Mescher, Marion Logle, it's shy of the mark. No good. 50-49, Anna up one. We played 48 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Toby on the floor now for Marion Logle, along with Mescher and Bruins. Also in Colin Everman, Pringer out there as well. Both shots missed, but the long rebound caroms right back out to the Flyers. Everman's got it. Deep in the left corner, Ryan Toby back to Everman. Near side Pringer, and he steps into a three ball, short off to the left as well. Rebound taken down by Fote of Anna. Now the Rockets with a rare chance in this game to go up by 3 points, maybe four. 25 feet away on the right, it's Fote. Cross court to Benzman. Benzman hangs on, puts it on the deck, goes high post to Rowe. Oh, he finds a man wide open underneath. Cutting free for the gimme is Austin Fote. Good offensive set by Anna. 52-49 Rockets. 6.5 to go in the game. Ball thrown top of the circle to Ryan Toby for Marion Logle. Left side to Pringer. To Bruins at the foul line. He wants to go high-low with Mescher. Now outside the arc on the right, it is fed to Toby. Toby to Bruins. Bruins blasts into the lane. Back to the three-point shooter. Toby missed it off the back brace. Rebound by Marion Logle. Great bounce pass inside to Bruins, and he got the layup. A lot of three-point shots resulting in long boards. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller gets a timeout for the Flyers. 6:05 to go. Anna up one, 52-51 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Home Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, Chuck, thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Final scores tonight, Fairlawn beats Indian Lake 75-70. Nate Lesson goes for 40, 21 of 23 from the stripe. Wow. Lehman beats Houston 53-51 in a close one. And Jackson Center rolls over Waynesfield Goshen 55-23. Great game here. One-point encounter. Anna in the lead by a single digit, 52-51, 5:55 to go. Anna forecourt to her left. Marion Logle stabs it out of bounds.
That means Jackson gave up 41 points over the weekend on defense in two games.
That's right.
Ball lobbed to Rowe at midcourt. Right side pass to Benzman for Anna. Now to Frilling. Frilling starts a drive, cut off. Throws out top to the three-point shooter. Here's a fall away by Foat. Hit the ring, no good. Good rebound on the inside by Rowe. Out to Benzman on the arc. Benzman steps back, launches. It rattles out, no good. Bruins has the rebound for Marion Local. Hand off in backcourt to a teammate. It is Matt Colling down inside to Bruins. Bruins hits the trailer. Tyler Mesher, he bolts down the lane, catches and scores. 53-52, Marion Local. The inside game for the Flyers has been very strong tonight. 5:12 to go in the fourth. Anna's got the ball, forecourt to her left. Here is Dosik at center circle. Near side to Benzman. Benzman starts toward the corner, back out to Dosik, between the rings to Rowe. Gives it up on the right to Foat. Foat hangs on, picks up his dribble, needs help. Curls it cross court to Frilling, and head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna wants a timeout. That was a good call right there. Under 5 to play in the game. Marion Local up 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Heck of a game tonight here at Anna. Two schools that play high school football, of course. Marion Local winning state championship one after another on the gridiron. Anna very competitive in football, too. A lot of physical and mental toughness being displayed out here tonight. Anna has the ball at the high post. It's Rowe. Rowe drifts back out on top. Goes in the right wing to Benzman. 4.5 to go in the game. Anna down one. Rowe straight away, near side to Frilling. He starts to drive, pulls up, 7-footer. Oh, he is clobbered. Frilling earns 2 at the stripe. Have to get the ball in the hands of Nate Frilling some more and make something happen. Nate, a good penetrator, took it to the basket that time. Free throw, Frilling up and in, 53-53. 4.5 to go in this game. Marion Local with more changes. Tyler Pringer checks back in. He's a good outside shooter. Second shot by Frilling of Anna. He drops it home. Anna sneaks on top by one.
Pringer's done a nice job on Benzman, too, defensively.
Sure has. 54-53. Anna by a point. Here's Pringer, high right, picks up his dribble. Goes to Bruins, 25 feet away. Bruins on the bounce at 6'5". He's at the top of the circle, looks over Anna's defense. Gives it up in the right corner. Ryan Koenig now to Bruins. Bruins wheeling, dealing in the lane. Look at him go to work. Banked it in and he's fouled. That's a dynamite play.
I can't even imagine how good this kid's going to be in the next 2 years.
He is a 6'4.5", 200-pound sophomore. He's got fluid moves, Chuck.
That was so smooth right there. That was nice.
He puts it on the deck. He knows what he's doing. He's got a feel for the defense. And soft touch. He's made shots of different varieties here tonight. Half hook in the lane. Soft baseline jumper around the corner of the backboard. That was a very adept drive there. And what a stroke on the free throw. Up and good. And Marion Local's ahead by 2, 56-54.
And he and Mesher have 35 points between them.
Tell you what, Chuck, if not this year, next year, Marion Local is going to be a tough out in the tournament, whether it's D3 or D4. It's D3 this year. Here's Anna, foul line extended left. Rowe with his back to the basket. Tries to go down inside to the cutting Dosek. The pass is off the mark, out of bounds. And Marion Local tries to take advantage of the turnover. Up 2 with 3:45 to go in the game. Cross-court pass to Toby. Toby sprints into the lane. Hands off to Pringer. Pringer shovels it. Wild shot, no good. Rebound, Anna's Benzman. He darts up the floor. He's shouldered and fouled at center circle. Common variety. 4 each way. 3:37 left in this game. Nate Frilling, Wyatt Benzman will likely somehow have to step up, although they are marked men. Marion Local all over those two fellas for Anna. Benzman Frilling not getting much of a chance to breathe in this game. 25 feet out on the right, it's Foat for Anna. Ball reversed to Frilling, left flank. Frilling starts to drive. Goes to Dosik out high. 25 feet out to Benzman. Straight on to Rowe, back to Benzman. Has a little opening. He's on the arc, right of the line, straddling, shooting, no good. Off the heel, long rebound Flyers, 3:12 to go. Marion Local up two, 56-54. Big possession here. Mesher outside the arc on the right. Gives it up to Toby, near side, Bruins. They clear out for him. Straight away, shot fake by Colin Everman. And he has a little crease down the lane, hands to Mesher, who scores. Wow. What an assist by Everman. Tight quarters. Marion Local got it done. That's a huge bucket. 4-point lead Flyers. 2:44 to go. Benzman midcourt for Anna. Starts to drive to Frilling. Left corner. Long three. Karam's off the rim. Good rebound in lane by Foat. He powers up to the basket. No good. But his arm is jerked by a Flyer. Two free throws here for Foat of Anna.
Foat's had a terrific game for the Rockers. I mean, he's got 10 points, but he's doing a great job on the boards, too.
He sure is. Austin Foat, 6'1", 195, plays bigger. Free throw, dead center. Seems like Anna shot him well at the stripe tonight, Chuck.
Let's see. They are 7 of 10.
58-55. Marion Local up three. 2.5 to go. Foat missed that one long. Rebound, though, to Dosik. Dosik reached up outside the lane on the left. Yanked down the rebound. Threw it to Frilling. Anna can tie with a three. Here's Benjamin. Spin move. Baseline right to Rowe. Skips it cross court to Foat. Foat step back three. It's online. Short, no good. Foat follows all the way to the ring. He's got it. What a play by Foat. He missed the trifecta. He didn't give up. He knew his shot was going to be shy. He got the offensive rebound and made it 58-57. Marion Local by one. 2 minutes to go in the game. 25 feet away from the rim, it's Everman for the Flyers. 14 fouls each side. Here's Springer. Deep right corner, dealt to Matt Collig. Straight away Springer. Now Bruins. Collig left side of the floor. Lobbing, foul line extended. Bruins puts it on the deck. Here's a right wing three ball by Everman. No good off the flange. Long bounce out to Frilling for Anna. Rockets down one, 90 seconds to go. Anna, chance for the lead here. Foat, 30 feet away. Puts it on the deck against Bruins. Spins back out. Handoff on the play to Dosik. Baseline left, Frilling. A runner from 8 feet. No good, but he's bumped and fouled as he shot it. Frilling, not much of an opening. He took advantage of what was there. And Anna is driving from the wings. A shot variety. Frilling a chance for the lead for Anna. A minute 17 to go.
He's 3 for 3 so far from the line.
Frilling, oh, he's short on it.
Have a chance.
Barely got to the rim, feeling the pressure. It's tough. 77 seconds to go. 58-57, Marion Local. Frilling fouled in the act of shooting. Here's shot number two. Anna needs this one. Oh, it's way long. Yep. He tried to offset being short on the first one. Too much oomph on the second one. And Anna doesn't connect on either free throw. And now Marion Local's got the ball back up one. Here's Springer to Bruins outside the arc. Straight away, Collig. Near wing, Springer. 56 seconds to go. Marion Local may just try to milk it right down to the end. Anna could be forced to foul. Here's Collig to Springer. Bringer inside the arc. Bounce pass to Bruins. Right wing Collig. He guns up a long three ball. Ice water in his veins. He makes it. Anna didn't defend the big man on the arc. And he poured it through. Here's Frilling. Right wing out of Benzman. 34 seconds to go. Anna down four. Here's Benzman. Spin move. Back to the basket in the lane. Shoving on Marion Local.
They still got a that was only their sixth, so they'd still be bringing the ball in.
Yeah, head coach Kurt Guttemiller off the bench on that foul call, but really, Chuck, not a bad foul to take.
No, it wasn't, and it was absolutely a foul.
Right. 31.5 left, Anna down four. Far side of the court, Benjamin inbounding. Deep right corner, Foat. Back out to Benjamin, 25 feet away. He hoists up a long three, air ball. Rebound saved by Dosik, though below the rim. Bounces it to the arc, intercepted by Marion Local. Foul, Anna. 21.1 to go. And the Flyers are in business. Up the Anna Rockets had shot free throws extremely well until the last moment of this game. A missed pair enabling Marion Local to inch on top before timeout called. 21.1 to go. 61-57 Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Picklup, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
And shout-outs tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schultz & Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Both came on board with us last March during the basketball tournament, the Francis Schultz & Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Well, Marion Local, Chuck, has difficulty getting the ball in. They've got to advance it the length of the floor. And Colin Everman made an alert timeout call, unable to inbound the basket down to her left. Or I should say unable to inbound the basketball to her left.
Right. Anna, they need to try to deny on the inbounds, and it's whoever touches it, they got a foul. Four-point game, but with 20 seconds to go, you can't let any time go off the clock.
And Anna's going to have to foul twice before Marion Local shoots. Only five team fouls on the Rockets.
Right.
61-57, it was anybody's game, Chuck, right down to the final minute. It was simply a case of who was going to make points on the most of their possessions in the last few minutes of this game. And right now, Marion Local, just a little bit better than Anna in the stretch run.
Well, Anna has scored 16, 15, and 17, and in the fourth quarter, they've only scored 9.
Mm-hmm. 61-57, Marion Local. Flyers ball down to her left. Everman will throw it in play. 10 players in backcourt at the moment. Foat for Anna is on the playmaker, who looks and looks, and what do we have? Wow. Shoving away from the inbound spot.
Wow.
Against Marion Local. Now, that's an offensive foul. Well, no, it's not a player control foul, or is it?
Yeah, I think they're going to, yeah.
Is it shooting or no?
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay, that's.
Ball out of bounds to Anna, despite the fact it's team foul 8 on Marion Local. Lobbed into Rowe, top of the key. Right corner, Benzman, 18 to play. Anna down 4. Benzman to Foat, high arching 3. Good from the right corner with 12.6 to go. Wow, what a shot. Austin Foat threw up one that brought down some icicles, Chuck.
Woo! Yeah, that was and a lot of defense. I mean, there was a hand right in his face. He had no choice but to put it up in the air.
Wow.
Well, he's been terrific.
Excellent defense by Anna, Chuck, which forced Marion Local to call a timeout. Couldn't get the ball in. Then after the timeout, Marion Local had difficulty again, and the Flyers shoved off before the ball was thrown onto the floor. And then Foat drains a high-arching floater, deep three, extreme right part of the court. 12.5 to go, 61-60. Still, though, Anna's committed only five fouls, and Marion Local is not shooting free throws yet.
If they get it in, they got to foul them very quickly, because then they're going to have to do it again. But the worst is going to happen. They make both free throws. They still got a chance to three to tie it. But they got to get a quick two fouls here. Marion, or maybe another push-off on the inbound play.
Exactly. The Flyer coach's assistants to head coach Kirk Guttemiller displeased with the officials during that timeout about the off-the-ball foul against Marion Local when the Flyers were trying to throw it in.
I have to admit, I didn't see it. I was looking at the ball.
Same situation again. This time, Anna doesn't guard the playmaker. It is Everman in backcourt, up to Pringer, back to Everman, 60 feet away, grabbed by Benzman. 2 seconds ticked away, 10.9 remaining, 61-60 Marion Local. Team foul six on Anna. Marion Local will inbound again. And even should Anna foul and Marion Local make a couple, Anna could tie in the waning seconds with a three ball.
Well, if they allow them to get it in, then they have no choice but to foul as quickly as they can.
Right. Here's Everman looking, still looking. Oh, barely gets it in time to Mesher. Mesher in the half court, back to the basket. Good foul committed by Seth Rovana. A second off the clock again. And now Tyler Mesher goes to the stripe for the Flyers.
2 for 5 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fifth foul on Rowe, but at that point he had no choice. You can tell he kind of hesitated, but he had to foul him.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you the Flyers did not want to inbound the ball to Mesher in that spot.
No. In fact, the playmaker here at midcourt was looking for anybody even toward the Anna basket. Last place that Marion Local wanted to throw was up the floor to the big man Mesher. That was the final alternative. The 5 second count was on. Marion Local got it in play. 4 seconds into the count, Mesher shoots the 1-1. And now the rebound on a miss is critical. Should Mesher not connect? 61-60, Marion Local, 9.7 to go. 1-1 for Mesher. Shot is in the air. No good. It rattles off. Anna's got the rebound. Benzman midcourt. 6 seconds to go. Right wing to Frilling. Throws that inside to Dosik. Knocked out of bounds by Marion Local with 2.3 left. And we've got a timeout by Anna with 2.3 remaining. Oh, what an exciting finish here at Anna tonight. Thrilling game going right to the wire. Mesher didn't connect at the stripe. Blew the first. Didn't get the bonus. He's now 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Chuck noted he was 2 for 5 before he stepped to the stripe there. Anna boxed out well, got the rebound. And the Rockets, in somewhat of a frenetic fashion, threw the ball to Dosik, baseline right. A lot of congestion was there. Marion Local got a piece of the ball. It went off a Flyer's leg. And Anna's got the ball, I think, below the basket to the right of the rim.
And Anna is out of timeouts, yep, which I don't think matters at this point. And Marion's still got one.
17 fouls each way. Should there be a foul, it's the 1-1. 2.3 remaining. Frilling will inbound. Benjamin lines up at the foul line for Anna. The players are in single file along the right side of the lane. Nobody will guard Frilling. In fact, the last two young men in the stack are Anna players, Dosik and Benzman. Here's Frilling looking to throw in. Out back to Benzman. Benzman catches 30 feet away, and we got a shove off against Anna. That's a good decision by the referee.
It was the absolute same call as the other end.
Yeah. 2.3 left, and it should be ball out of bounds for Marion Local. Anna will have no choice but to foul again. And I think an Anna player may have lost a contact.
He's bleeding. I think maybe on that bump, I think he took a forehead into his eye.
Yeah. Anna player shaken up. Little cut on a forehead. Anna will make a change. Cathcart will come in for Dosik in the waning seconds. And Marion Local gets the ball far side.
That was the good, as angry as the Anna fans are, that was a quick. He took two hands and shoved him away.
That defenseman could step out.
Uh-huh.
It happened once each way here in the final second of this game. A couple of good calls. One of the Flyers, one of the Rockets. It has been a solidly officiated contest.
I think so, too, because it's not been an easy game to referee.
61-60, Marion Local, 2.3 to go. And now Marion Local's got the ball on the far side of the floor. And Anna will have to foul right away. And now the Anna Rockets need a kind clock operator. Marion Local looking to throw it in play. And what do we have? A hold committed against Anna before the ball's tossed in bounds. And Bruins will shoot for the Flyers. Should he make two, Anna would have a chance to make a Hail Mary three to tie the game.
Best case scenario for the Flyers, you make the first one, miss the second one, so they got a rebound in a scattered court instead of being able to set something up on the baseline.
Right. Marion Local takes a timeout. Looked like head coach Kurt Guttermiller for an instant was going to have Bruin shoot the free throw, and the other four young men in blue shirts were going to be back at the timeline, but he decided to get a timeout. What a game on Saturday night. Anna, Shelby County League, Marion Local, Midwest Athletic Conference. Highly entertaining, very well played. Two quality clubs in Division III. And it's hard to believe that between them they've lost six. Neither team's backed down. Each has played a good schedule. Marion Local has beaten St. Henry twice. Anna owns a victory over Rushi, which knocked off Fort Loramie last night.
Yeah, this has been a terrific basketball game. Both teams have played really well, very physical, and like you said, I think it was a well-officiated game.
Indeed. Thanks so much to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News best sports page coverage around. Bruins at the line for Marion Local. Again, nobody on either side of the lane for the Flyers. Bruins with the one and one. Swish, he's got it. 62-60, Marion Local, 2.3 to go. Bruins has got the bonus. He has got a smooth stroke at the stripe. Just a sophomore, as Chuck alluded earlier. He is going to be a superstar by the time he's a senior at Marion Local. He's got them both. Three-point game. Ball inbounded to Benzman. Benzman to midcourt. He launches a long three ball. Off to the left. No good. It would have counted had it gone. It just missed. And Marion Local survives here at Anna tonight. Flyers win it 63-60. Heck of a game at the Anna Rockets Gymnasium. It was in doubt right to the finish. Anna gave it all it had. But in the end, Marion Local a little better than Anna on the last several possessions of this game. Dynamite contest. In fact, we had two excellent boys games this weekend. Last night, Rushi, Fort Loramie. At Rushi, won by the Raiders, but 12 over the Redskins. And tonight, Marion Local from the MAC beats Anna from the Shelby County League by 3 in a barn burner, to borrow a cliche. It was a very good game. Chuck totaling up the stats as we let you know that we are also on the web online here tonight. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. And from Rushi, thank you, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. Marion Local edges past Anna 63-60. Excellent game here tonight at the Anna High School gym, Chuck.
It was, and you look at some of the stats. Anna had a 10 rebound advantage over Marion Local. They had a 7 offensive rebound advantage against them. 7 of 13 from the free throw line, 6 of 11. Neither team shot the ball real well from there. Individual scoring for Marion Local, they were led by Bruins with 19 and Mesher had 18. On the other side, Austin Fote had 16 and Wyatt Bensman had 12. And looking at the Clancy's players of the game, I don't know if Nathan will get one. I don't know if he'll go that far, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Nathan Bruins for the Flyers, and on the other side, Austin Fote. He was terrific tonight.
Sure was.
He had 8 at halftime, or 8 at the end of 3, and then he had 8 in the fourth quarter. Just came up a little bit short, but he is Anna's Clancy's player of the game.
Chuck, just like last night, you looked to free throws. Arushi made its shots from the stripe. Fort Loramie missed theirs. Bruins, a couple big foul shots for Marion Local. Anna had 2 free throws late in this game for the lead, didn't convert. And Marion Local inches past the Rockets by 3 points.
Yeah, you won't see Frilling miss 2 free throws like that very often.
Austin Fote, star of the game for Anna. Nathan Bruins for Marion Local. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, as we are talking during the break, a couple of late, very difficult foul calls go against each team, one against Anna, one against Marion Local, each during dead balls. While the ball was being thrown in bounds, the 5-second count was on before the ball even entered the floor. We had foul calls in the last half minute of this game, one on each team, and it looked like they were superb decisions by the referees.
I think both of them happened. I know that Anna was not happy on the last one,
right,
because Dosik got a cut on his eye, but they were stacked, and Bensman kind of pushed Dosik forward while he stepped back,
mm-hmm.
and that created the contact, and I honestly think it was a correct call. Now, I would like to talk to Coach Barhorst after he watches the film to see if what I saw was what he sees on the film, but that's what I saw in live action.
And it looked like advantage might have been gained, or there was an attempt to gain an advantage as a result of that little nudge.
Well, Bensman was going to get a wide open three. Now, I don't, you know, I mean, yeah. he was about 22 feet out, but still, he's a great shooter, so that would have been an advantage if they hadn't called it.
Late finish tonight because of a blockbuster JV game as well, Chuck. Ooh, we had a tremendous doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Good 2 games last night. In fact, the JV game last evening went, double OT?
It went double OT.
Single OT tonight, won by Anna by, 5 points over Marion Local? Yes, in that first game this evening, the preliminary tilt. And it was a doozy, 64-59. Anna won it. Carter Elliott, 22. Riley Hilskamp, 21 for Anna. 3 players for Marion Local at 17. Max Albers, Nick Tangeman, and Sam Hulsman. Carter Elliott made a triple just before the close of regulation to tie the game for Anna. Anna won the JV tilt by 5,
64-59. Similar score, Marion Local wins the varsity contest 63-60. Earlier today, here on scoresbroadcast.com, it was the Rushi girls clobbering Fort Loramie 50-27. We've got more action for you on Tuesday. We are on the web online at 7:10 from Fairlawn. Rushi Raiders, Fairlawn Jets, two boys teams, one loss in the Shelby County League each way. And we've got a battle for the top spot in the league on Tuesday. Fort Loramie's idle right now. Fort Loramie's up a half game over each. And the winner of that game on Tuesday will be exactly tied with Fort Loramie in first.
It's going to be a good race to the finish, yep. I know that.
7:30 tip on Tuesday night, and we are on the web online at 7:10. Great weekend. Glad you could enjoy it all. Some of you stayed in during the cold weather and listened to us on scoresbroadcast.com. Our listenership continues to climb, and we thank you so much. And as Chuck noted last evening, if you do appreciate the scoresbroadcast.com website, webcast, I should say, let our sponsoring underwriters know. We talk about them throughout the webcast, so just drop a line in person, perhaps, to those advertisers as you see them, and let them know you appreciate scoresbroadcast.com and our coverage of the games. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside, stats, color, site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Anna, where Marion Local has nipped the Anna Rockets 63-60.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.